You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it impacts you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now: a shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/givetech.
BlackBerry is pulling out the big patent guns against Facebook. Who's next? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. This week, BlackBerry sued Facebook, saying that all its messaging products, Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, and Instagram, violate patents that BlackBerry filed when it built good old BBM, or BlackBerry Messenger. Facebook responded by saying it intends to fight the lawsuit and called it sad that BlackBerry isn't innovating anymore. It's just trying to tax the innovation of others. That said, BlackBerry was first with a lot of these technologies and has the thousands of patents to prove it. And it looks like BlackBerry might be ready to fight, too. For a look at what this could mean for Facebook and the future, it's time for our quality assurance segment, digging a little deeper into a big tech story from the week. With me today is Ina Fried, senior tech correspondent at Axios. Ina, what is BlackBerry after here?
So the question here is, are they just trying to get licensing revenue and they couldn't get it? Or do they really want some other sort of deal with Facebook and they're trying to use this as leverage? Their statement mentioned something about, we think Facebook and WhatsApp could be great partners in our, you know, move to a more secure world. So that makes me think that maybe what BlackBerry wants isn't just a few bucks in patents.
Interesting that they want some kind of broader. Well, you know, there was also a story this week about how BlackBerry announced a new deal with a Swiss company to license its security technology, because that is something that BlackBerry was known for. So maybe they were looking for sort of a broader licensing agreement and couldn't get it. But they do mention they've been talking to Facebook and WhatsApp and Instagram, possibly separately, for years.
Yeah. And, you know, I saw one article that was like, the only surprise is that this took so long. I mean, WhatsApp, you know, once accused Apple of cloning them. It's like, hey, guys, you guys when you really got started, were just a clone of BBM. Obviously, WhatsApp, very successful in the market. BBM, BlackBerry Messenger, not so much in recent years. But, you know, we'll see. Maybe Facebook really wants the headache away. We'll see if they come to a settlement. You know, for BlackBerry, it's also a question of what is their business going forward? They don't make phones anymore. They sell security software. They license their brand and they license patents. So, you know, they say this isn't a new business model, but it kind of is.
Yeah. Well, and it is a legitimate business model, however you might feel about it. You know, it is not uncommon for companies with huge treasure troves of patents to use that as sort of a long. Tebow is a good example, right, of a company that has used patents to keep itself alive, frankly, for years. What's interesting is when you read this lawsuit, it really sounds like BlackBerry throwing down in a way and saying, look, we were here first, and they were. But these patents are so broad, right? Muting a message thread, how to tag people in photos using an auto-completing search box. I mean, should these patents even exist?
Well, and that will be one of the questions raised is, you know, in the way that we think about patents and software patents today, are these legitimate? I mean, typically when companies get sued over patents, they argue, you know, we didn't infringe, and if we did, it wasn't a legitimate patent in the first place. And they often get re-examined. So, you know, it's a long way. Again, some of these things are better settled, so we'll see. I mean, even Waymo and Uber managed to hug it out, so I wouldn't be surprised to see that.
All right, so if you are a fan of Facebook Messenger or Instagram or WhatsApp, should you worry that they're going to get enjoined or shut down in some way?
Not at all. I mean, I think at the very worst case scenario for Facebook, eventually they have to write a check. I think this isn't the kind of case where you're likely to see an injunction. You know, it's not like some of the really big patent cases out there, I don't think. So I think at the most, you're talking about Facebook writing a check, which shouldn't affect you or me. I saw Mark Zuckerberg made the number, I think, 3 or 5 on the Forbes list. He can afford it. Facebook can afford it.
That's Ina Fried, senior tech correspondent at Axios. There is, in fact, no question that patents have become a big part of BlackBerry's revenue strategy. Its public filings show its licensing revenue has tripled since 2016, and patents in 2017 made up 22% of its revenue. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.